It's Sunday night, March 14th. We got NFL legal tampering period starting tomorrow, Monday the 15th at noon Eastern, where NFL teams can start to talk to players and actually reach a verbal agreement on deals, and everything could officially be signed on Wednesday. So we got a big week here for NFL in general, NFL free agency. We'll have you covered through all of it. But I'm here to talk about the latest rumors because, you know, it's Sunday night right before it all really kicks off here, before the madness begins. And we got a lot of rumors that I want to discuss. I'm recording this as a podcast and a video, for anybody that prefers it a certain way. Video form here, we're just going to go through our Twitter and all of our posts on the rumors. So if you're listening to a podcast, you're not missing anything too much visually here besides my face. But yeah, make sure you follow us on Twitter, subscribe to the channel, full NFL coverage here. We're going to grade every single free agency signing and grade once it starts, which is tomorrow. So we'll have you covered. And here's our Twitter at Codehouse NFL. If you're not following, you're missing out. We tweet everything, everything's going on. Just recently, Anthony Barr and the Vikings reaching a new type of contract there. I think it involves a pay cut. So we're always talking things like that. A lot of signings and trades went down today, instantly talking on our Twitter. But the first rumor of the day I want to talk about has to do with a bunch of receivers here. Curtis Samuel, who was on the Panthers last year, had a breakout year. The rumors are going around that it's pretty obvious that the Panthers would like to bring him back so they could potentially re-sign him. They've cleared some space, so they could do that. We'll see where their priorities are. But, that's really not surprising. But the Jaguars are named as a team to potentially watch for Curtis Samuel. Urban Meyer's there. Got Ohio State connection, I suppose, but that's a team to watch. They have DJ Chark. They have Laviska Shenault, a couple others, but they could be looking at another receiver. So I thought that was interesting. If you remember, we did a bunch of predicted pretty much where any of the big, I think we did 46 free agents where I think they'll land. I had Curtis Samuel with the Panthers. I'm going to stick with that, but it's getting interesting that other teams are kind of getting brought up. I didn't really view the Jaguars as one of the top-tier teams, but now it feels like they are. He worked so well in, that Joe Brady, Matt Rhule offense there, that new Panthers offense, and that I think that they would trust that he would continue to work well in it, and I think he's got to trust that as well. So, if there's a team that's going to spend a bit for him, it's going to be the team that the staff that got him going, in my opinion. So that was my logic. Next receiver news has to do with the Jets here. We know the Jets got a ton of cap space. It's tough to figure out, though, where's their priority. I guess they can have a couple. They can spend big on, like guard, for an example, and receiver. Is it going to be corner? I mean, they bring in a defensive-minded coach, a great one, Robert Saleh. They probably need two pass rushers. In that scheme, you need two kind of different types of pass rushers. I think getting a coverage linebacker is ideal. I think getting corners for that cover three scheme is pretty ideal. So where do you put your priorities? Likely a rookie quarterback. So do you get things in place for him so he has success early on? Because if, he struggles early on, where that kind of takes a rookie quarterback. But the Jets expected to show interest in receivers Will Fuller, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Kendrick Bourne. So we got some top ones there. Kendrick Bourne, pretty underrated. I feel like he's gotten better and better, especially what is his routes, really his footwork. So he's not really on Will Fuller or Juju Smith-Schuster's level, obviously, but he's a pretty good one, has that connection with that Niners staff. LaFleur going to be the offense coordinator, learning under Shanahan. It's a Shanahan-type tree. It's a 49ers tree here. They're looking to spend money at the receiver position. That's what this says. Will Fuller, Juju Smith-Schuster, that's what it tells us. Interesting to see which one, they prefer, maybe. Will Fuller suspended for one more game. He had that thing. He has some injury concern. So maybe Juju has a little more value to people. So he was a little underwhelming last year, though, but two top-end free agent receivers. I like Denzel Mims. I like the future for him. Good outside receiver, contested catch guy down the sideline. And then you have Jamison Crowder, who's kind of a do-it-all receiver. How long is he going to be around for? How much longer? This is going to be interesting. Will Fuller, kind of a deep threat, can do a bit of everything. Juju Smith-Schuster, he played a little bit in the slot a little more last year too. So, yeah, it's tough to figure out which one they would prefer more. I'm trying to think. I'll just say Juju because I think, plays in a couple different spots, but you know, you kind of think about the idea of Zach Wilson. I think Will Fuller think of Zach Wilson ball, fit Zach Wilson ball a little better. So if that's who they're going to take, so that'd be a reason to go for Will Fuller. You know, that downfield, the explosive playability, I can get behind that. And Kendrick Bourne, what if they picked up, you know, a guy, which is either Fuller or Juju, we'll say Fuller and Kendrick Bourne on top of Denzel Mims, Jameson Crowder. Just like that, Jets got a pretty good receiver unit for maybe a guy like Zach Wilson. We'll see. And then T.Y. Hilton news, Dolphins and Packers expect to be in play for T.Y. Hilton. So this was interesting news because I think you could have more, too. I think, you know, a contending team is a possibility. You know, could he play for a cheaper contending team? Could a team overpay him? You know, he's still talented, got the talent there. He was pretty, I thought, productive down the stretch last year. He did get a snap decrease in terms of when he's active. You know, he got a snap decrease. You know, other years he was hurt a little more, so maybe it was a little lower actually. But there was two other receivers on the Colts who played more snaps. So I thought that was pretty interesting, and it was, you know, a somewhat healthy year for him, I suppose. So he does have injury concern, you know, playing full go, I suppose. But the Dolphins, yeah, that's interesting because I think everyone just assumes they're going to target a big-time guy, Kenny Galladay, Juju Smith-Schuster, Will Fuller, you know, somebody like that. You know, they're going to target one of those guys. You know, so what are they doing messing around with T.Y. Hilton? Could they get both? You know, but they have the third pick. They're in play for Jamar Chase. There's been some Jalen Waddle rumors. So what are they going to do? They're going to, you know, maybe they don't go for that big-time receiver. Maybe they go big running back, center, pass rusher. I think they want more of a traditional pass rusher. That's kind of my feeling on that. You know, so maybe they want to go that route, spend big there, because they know they're going to get big with a guy like Jamar Chase, for an example. So maybe they want to sign a guy like T.Y. Hilton. Be pretty crazy if they come out of free agent, because remember, they have Devontae Parker. Preston Williams is pretty solid, too, but, you know, best case, you know, really good receiver unit for Tua. Maybe Preston Williams, a rotation guy, that'd be ideal, because that means you're better, you know, in terms of your starter unit, obviously. But it'd be pretty wild. That's why the draft gets even crazier after free agency, the first wave of free agency, because it'd be pretty wild if the Dolphins get T.Y. Hilton or somebody like that and a Juju Smith-Schuster. We'll just use him as an example. So they have Juju, T.Y., and Devontae Parker's a pretty damn good receiver. You know, that pretty much tells us they're probably not taking a receiver at three. You know, what are they doing? You know, that's kind of what that says. I'm a big believer in best player available pretty much no matter what, for the most part. So, you know, I wouldn't rule out they still take Jamar Chase if they view him as the best player available. For the Packers, it actually kind of makes sense. I like him as a fit there. Could go to a contender for cheaper. Packers just signed Aaron Jones to a big contract earlier today. It was a little surprising to me. You know, I thought he could go elsewhere, but I knew in the back of my mind it was still a possibility. Dan here on the channel predicted him to go back to Packers, so he got that one right. But where I'm getting to, Packers got some cap troubles, and, you know, they're going to clear some more, maybe an extension for Devontae Adams, maybe Za'Darius Smith, maybe a Rodgers restructure. We talked about that. That's not a pay cut, by the way, restructure possible. And they can clear a lot more, but they spent on Aaron Jones, you know, so maybe they don't want to spend huge at receiver. Maybe they can't. We don't really know exactly. They still got to dig themselves out of a little bit of a hole right now. Either way, you know, it's a team that's going to be pretty good, I feel like, no matter what next year. But that's why it could make sense, T.Y. Hilton. You just kind of worry about a little bit of an injury concern there. Next rumor, we got James White to the Buccaneers. Actually, is a strong possibility. It's starting to heat up. And, yeah, it's definitely interesting because Tom Brady's there, you know, looking for more of a receiving back. Maybe he's a little cheaper than Leonard Fournette. But Leonard Fournette came there in the first place because he just wanted to win. He, you know, took the cheaper contract, but he got that Super Bowl. So end up, you know, it's going to depend on what he wants to do as well. But get more of that receiving back option. Pretty interesting. And the teams listed as the teams that will make a huge push for a running back free agency: Dolphins, who we thought they might be a strong possibility for Aaron Jones, and just like that, surprise, you know, Packers got him back. Lions, yeah, I heard the Lions really want to get a duo going. Remember, you know, they're bringing over Anthony Lynn and some guys from the Saints coaching tree there. So, yeah, they kind of want a duo. That kind of makes sense. You know, maybe getting ready to move on for Kerryon Johnson in the future. But DeAndre Swift, pair a guy with him. But I do like the upside there. So hopefully they don't overspend on a running back or draft one really early. But it's apparently they're looking for a veteran free agency. The Jets looking for one. It's pretty obvious. The Jaguars, you know, they're looking for a guy to add. with James Robinson. So maybe a shiftier back possibility. They can look for, you know, they might be an option for a guy like James White. 49ers looking for another one. They got some injury concerns there. Steelers obviously looking for a starter. Cardinals could be looking for a starter. They do like Chase Edmonds, though, but they are looking for a starter. Chris Carson is supposed to be kind of that top back. Now with Aaron Jones gone, his stock could have went up. And even Kenyon Drake might be next. I'm more of a, yeah, I like Jamal Williams. I even, you know, I really like Marlon Mack. We'll see how he is after the injury. But those are some guys I'd look out for. I really like those guys. Up in the air is the Falcons. You know, will they dip into free agency or the draft? You know, it's a big need, especially in Arthur Smith's scheme. So it'd be pretty interesting. On to the next rumor, big rumor here. Seahawks, oh, there's more to it. If you're watching on YouTube here, you know, you see the tweet. There's a lot more to it. Actually starts with Russell Wilson. The latest reports that they're trying to, as expected, trying to, you know, I guess fix whatever is broken, I guess, between them and Russell Wilson. I don't think anything's broken, really, but they're trying to kind of cure that, I guess. And they're going to, you know, prioritize, you know, the offensive line, but with other things as well. Yeah, but they would love to add a guy like Joe Tooney, but he might be out of their price point. He's going to get paid a lot more than expected because he's the guard, you know, the by far, you know, Brandon Scherff getting the tag, the guard. So he might end up, they've cleared some space, but he might end up outside their price range. That's what's floating around there. And they really like Kevin Zeitler, who was released from the Giants and still got some good play in him, was a little, struggled a little bit last year, but, you know, put him with Seattle, see what happens here. I think it's an upgrade for them. So like they would like him opposite of Damian Lewis here at the guard position. So that's definitely a name to look out for. They're, you know, it's already kind of feeling like they're showing that interest. Yeah, so they're trying to fix what's, I guess, somewhat broken for Russell Wilson. They're going to look at the guard, but they also got to look at pass rush. Yeah, something else. We'll have to skip over some 49ers news real quick. It was just something to do with the Seahawks. We've heard they would like to re-sign Shaq Griffin. Yesterday, I actually predicted them to do so. Now it's kind of getting a little interesting, though. And the 49ers just signed, as I'm talking right now, as I'm recording, just re-signed fullback Kyle Juszczyk, 5-year deal with $27 million. So there you go. Some pretty solid news. But yeah, Seahawks want Shaq Griffin back because, you know, if they lose him, they're pretty bad at the quarterback position, or, you know, they really got to go to work. But it's come out that they're not going to break the bank for him because they do have to focus on other things to make Russell Wilson happier. So that's kind of a problem there. You know, I think if it gets over like the $12.5 million per year, we'll say over $13 million per year, which is getting pretty pricey because he's no guarantee. Then the Seahawks are definitely going to back off, and that could happen. You know, it could happen. We see the corners got pretty good money last year. Even, you know, a guy like Trey Waynes, who is good, but we didn't get to see him last year, but he got a lot more than expected. So there's some teams that really value corner, like right there with edge rushers, which I value edge rushers much more, but there are teams out there that, you know, will value corners right there at the top. So, and I don't think it's going to be Seattle. The 49ers priority is re-signing Trent Williams as expected. I predicted him to go back there. I did say the Colts were a team to watch. I just don't know if the Colts are going to break the bank for that position. They're going to look for that left tackle position because it's very important, especially for Carson Wentz. They may spend bigger at receiver or pass rusher because they might need two of them. So it'll be interesting to see if they, you know, spend that much, invest that much on their offensive line, given that Quentin Nelson needs a contract as well. So that's kind of what made you kind of pump the brakes. Maybe the Colts won't do it, but it did seem like a fit. And left tackle is extremely important with Carson Wentz. And that ended up being true, though. You know, they're expected to be interested. It's been reported there. Kind of get that feeling. But he's going to cost, you know, actually over $20 million per year, which is pretty crazy. So we'll see what happens there. Washington football is looking to re-sign Ronald Darby. Pretty interesting out that they can add a veteran corner. Like, I would really like Patrick Peterson or Richard Sherman for them. But they're going to go Darby. Maybe they go with a veteran too because Kendall Fuller could play inside. Was a very good slot corner at one point. Several teams looking to add a veteran corner. You know, a lot of teams looking like that. You're looking at that, and those teams are supposed to target specifically Patrick Peterson, Richard Sherman, Xavier Rhodes. I think Casey Hayward kind of gets thrown in the mix too. I was talking about him a lot when he got cut. Big-time cornerback still. I think he's pretty – you know, he's really good. He might be scheme-dependent, you know, so looking at some cover four teams. We were talking about that a lot on Twitter. So, yeah, there's teams that really need a corner, but that I just don't think – They're a fit for a guy like Casey Hayward. There's some other teams that also need a corner that I think are a fit. But yeah, Patrick Peterson's starting to grow on me a little bit. You know, he really, I don't want to say really struggled, but he really took a step down. But you know, 30 years old, you know, he's got some good ball in him. I think he'll, you know, maybe a scheme that's a little easier, maybe a little more zone coverage. I think he can thrive in that. So I'm starting to like the idea of Patrick Peterson a little more. I guess some injury concern maybe. Mike Hilton is slot cornerback. We talked about him. He is one of the better slot corners in football. And yeah, the kind of word around the league is that he's positioned himself at the top of the slot cornerback market. So he should get paid pretty well. Troy Hill's another guy. He can actually play in the slot and play outside. Got experience both. That's appealing to teams. So he's going to have a little stronger of a market than expected. Other slot corners to look out for are guys like Mackenzie Alexander. His problem, he always has these minor injuries that pop up. You know, when he actually plays, Mackenzie Alexander, he looks like one of the best slot corners in football. So it's an interesting one. And Desmond King, another one who was traded from the Chargers to the Titans this past year, trade deadline. You know, another slot corner team's looking for those slot corners. It's more important position now than it was in the past. Romeo Okwara is an under-radar free agent. I call him a sleeper free agent. I think he's very solid. Had success in that Lions defense, which a few players have had success. Got some good pass rush. I think he fits pretty much any scheme. The teams that are supposed to be in on Romeo Okwara, the Lions still want him back. So the Lions. The Chargers are supposed to be interested. They view him as a fit in Staley's defense. The Rams, you know, could pair with Floyd, but I think it's more of if they lose Floyd, they miss out on him. The Falcons for now DMP's defense, you'll pair him with Dante Fowler. Makes a lot of sense to me. And the Panthers, you know, a guy to pair with Brian Burns. All of those would be pretty fun. You know, yeah, Brian Burns, that'd be fantastic. So, yeah, again, the Lions want to bring him back, but those are some teams to look out for. Lions, Chargers, Rams, Falcons, Panthers. Romeo Okwara, I think good free agent, is definitely an interesting one. Patriots are looking to spend maybe a little more than we thought they would in terms of the pass rusher position. They're always going for unique pass rushers, but they're supposed to show interest in Yannick Ngakoue. They view him as a fit. I want a team to get him and just stick it out with him. He's still got upside. The talent is in there too. You know, he's just kind of been in a bad spot, the wrong, you know, just weird times for him. You know, wrong spot, wrong time, but I guess he kind of caused that with demanding a trade at one point, but yeah, watch out for the Patriots. That was kind of a wild card thing, but now more than a wild card there. Titans interested in spending at the edge rush position, but they're not going to overspend at it, but they need one pretty bad. Bud Dupree and Matthew Judon are kind of the bigger names to look out for them. Judon, I worry about, is going to get overpaid a little bit. Inconsistent for me. I think he was kind of specific scheme dependent with the Ravens there. You know, so I'd be careful there. Bud Dupree, I like. I think it feels like I like him more than the world does for some reason. I think he's fantastic. I would definitely imagine Vrabel, Bowen, the Titans would like Bud Dupree's style of play for sure. They're not going to spend. He could get $19 million per year because he's that, you know, maybe a one-year deal around there. Or, you know, he just had the injury, so he might get a lot less than that. But he's very, very talented. The Titans might back off if that's the case. Texans changing defensive schemes. We talked about that all offseason. You know, they are shopping edge rusher Whitney Mercilus, which we kind of knew this. We talked about this like a month ago. So this was old news for us here. But, yeah, it's actually a thing now that Whitney Mercilus is being shopped. Texans might just give him to somebody for next to nothing because they got their pass rushers now. Shaq Lawson, I think Amenihu's going to play defensive end for them. Whitney Mercilus doesn't fit Lovie Smith's scheme. We talked about that. And they can save some cap. The problem is going to be just over a $10 million cap hit for whoever gets him. That's pretty pricey, you know, but if a team misses out on pass rushers, or they don't want to spend the 13, 14, 15, and so on million, they may go for Whitney Mercilus, but it is a little risky. So we'll see if they find a trade partner there. That's definitely interesting, something to monitor. Eagles don't want to release Zach Ertz. They just don't want to release him. They're going to trade him or keep him is what they're saying. I'm wondering if they're trying to gain leverage there. I think they lost it. They held on to him way too long, way too long. Some teams just don't understand leverage and how you lose it. So they should have traded him already. They could be losing leverage for sure as we speak by the less than a day. So, yeah, they kind of blew that. No surprise that they did that, though. That's, you know, but Zach Ertz also getting impatient, not happy. He wants to be dealt. there was more to that too. Yeah, the Eagles want in the range of a third, fourth round pick. You know, I think they should, you know, take a fifth run with it at this point, you know, and don't blow. You know, there's going to be teams that are going to be like, they're just going to release him. He's getting angry. They need the cap space. So they've kind of blown that a little bit. Alex Smith, kind of what we predict. We predicted in one video quarterbacks. I talked about at the end of the day, you know, he's going to go to a team where he thinks he could start, you know, pretty obvious. And that came out now that he wants to sign with a team that can compete for a starting job. So teams like the Jags and the Dolphins, with the Jags, whoever they take first overall, Trevor Lawrence possibly, or the Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa, they're gonna start. Those guys are going to start. They want Alex Smith, kind of the mentor. He doesn't really want that. So you remove those teams, kind of link to him off the board. But maybe for now. And, you know, and he might take a bit because other teams are trying to get the best possible quarterback they can get. So they're not going to go jump, you know, we're getting Alex Smith right away. It's Monday. Here we go. Legal tampering period. We're going to get Alex Smith. Not what's going to happen. So he's going to sit around a bit. And if a team still needs a starter and they want Alex Smith to compete for a job, you know, whether it's the Bears, whoever, then he'll go there. But if those teams find their guy and they don't, you know, those teams want Alex Smith, then he ends up on the Jags, Dolphins, or maybe the Chargers, even like that, you know. So, we'll see what happens there. Speaking of the Bears are monitoring Russell Wilson's situation. That, you know, they want to trade for him, but can they do it? We've talked about it. It's going to be tough for it to happen. They've cleared some space, but is it enough? They probably can clear more, but the big problem is they don't really have the replacement for Russell Wilson, the quarterback replacement. It's either you have the quarterback replacement or you have the pick replacement. They don't have either one. They're going to have to offer an insane amount of first-round picks, and you would think they would have to give Khalil Mack, but now with the Khalil Mack restructure, he's going to have 30-plus million cap hits in the future. It pretty much just takes that away. So I just don't know how a trade could happen here. But they're monitoring the situation. But in the meantime, they have evaluated the free agent quarterbacks and probably the ones that you could trade for too, maybe Mariota. I don't think Darnold makes a lot of sense for them, in my opinion, but perhaps I'm sure they evaluated pretty much everything. But they're doing their homework on free agency quarterbacks. We know Alex Smith's been linked there in the past, I think mainly because of Nagy. But new names popping up that is kind of option B after. I don't know if they really have Russell Wilson as an option right now. They want him, but they know it's not high up on the realistic chart there. But they have kind of other options in Ryan Fitzpatrick and Andy Dalton. Those are definitely another, just like Alex Smith, to watch out for. We'll see. It's a tough situation for the Chicago Bears there, but maybe they pull it off for a bigger quarterback there. Browns and Falcons are teams linked to Denzel Perriman, kind of a random rumor there. Perriman wasn't playing as much for the Chargers anymore. There's some people hyping him up this offseason, which, you know, he's a solid linebacker, got some experience, but I think that was kind of odd that he's getting a little bit of hype here because, you know, he hasn't really been getting on the field as much as he used to. So I was a little surprised by that, but the Browns, Falcons, looking at him, you know, maybe the last piece for the Falcons puzzle in terms of their linebacker unit. That's pretty interesting too, though, because I feel like they're kind of set because they're about to run a Dean Pease defense. So I feel like for off the ball linebackers, I feel like they're set. That's pretty interesting stuff, actually, now that I think about it. Browns. Yeah, I think you could look at this and be underwhelmed, like, oh, wow, the Browns, they're going to go for a bigger linebacker. I think two things. It could mean they're about to, you know, break the bank on an edge rusher, which is a more important position, and then where they spend a little bit of money on a linebacker, which is Denzel Perriman. I guess solid option for spending a little bit on a linebacker, I suppose. Or it could mean maybe they're doubling up on linebackers. They could. So they go like kind of the little cheaper one, Denzel Perriman, and maybe Jayon Brown or whoever it may be. Kyle Van Noy, probably pretty good pairing there at Perriman. So interesting. Steelers are saying their number one priority is as expected. Offensive line wasn't too good last year, and they have free agents. Keeping Big Ben protected. They've already had conversations with Alejandro Villanueva, who's their left tackle. He's been declining a little bit, but they've already had discussions. But the contract, they had discussions, multiple of them, but I don't know from what I've heard, the actual contract, the actual money part hasn't really progressed that well. So that's pretty interesting. But they've already discussed. So, you know, I think there's mutual interest at a certain point there. So I guess that's good news if you want him back. But the contract, still a ways to go with the contracts here. Buccaneers focused on re-signing Shaq Barrett. They've cleared some space. Tom Brady restructure mainly there. And Shaq Barrett, you know, up and coming pass rusher, on the rise pass rusher, getting better and better, and key piece winning the Super Bowl monster year the last two seasons. So they're focused on getting him back. And now it's sounding like Antonio Brown and Dominican Sue, Leonard Fournette, free agents like that could be elsewhere. I wouldn't be surprised if they somehow figure out a way to get one of those guys back cheap. You know, Brown, just Antonio Brown, you know, as much as they're kind of a, in a way, a diva or character he is, he does want to win. So you could respect that on some level. So he could stay, you know, he had to find his way to Tom Brady. So he could stay for cheaper. I think Fournette did it last year. So he could stay. We'll see where Sue's head is at. But, maybe, you know, if anything, probably one of those guys back at the maximum, I should say. John Johnson's stock is up. Yeah, looking like the best safety free agent. You know, three other top free agents got franchise tag. So that helped his stock. He's going to get more money. And teams are going to be, you know, fighting over those free safeties there. The Cowboys were mentioned part of this. You know, floating around the league that they are definitely interested in a free safety pair with Donovan Wilson. But they're not likely to break the bank. So they would like John Johnson, but I wouldn't really connect the two because, they don't want to spend huge. You know, maybe the highest they spend is Anthony Harris, which I'm have a tough time figuring out what his market's at. Rough year this year, elite season 2019. So I don't know where his market's at. So Cowboys, I definitely think will put in an offer for him, but they won't go over the top maybe. Rayshon Jenkins was brought up. That's kind of like the lower, not lower level because he's a starter, but you know, it's under guys like Anthony Harris. So we'll see what happens there. Leonard Floyd, as we've been saying pretty much all offseason and predictions, it came down to the Rams and Chargers. Those are the teams that are expected to show the most interest in Leonard Floyd. And actually came out at some point after I was talking about this on Twitter that the Rams are actually currently in talks with Leonard Floyd about bringing him back. I think everyone's wondering what the Rams are doing. Like, why didn't they restructure anybody yet? They're just by far, you know, what are they, negative 33 in cap space? They're by far last. I think they kind of made some of those moves. It just hasn't been announced yet. Restructures, that tends to happen a bit. You know, that's not the news that they're pushing out to get reported. You know, it's not like breaking my client just signed with, you know, this or, you know, if it's agents or whatever. You know, so that'll be why. You know, so I'm assuming the Rams probably have more, probably not positive yet, but cap space than what we actually know right now. Wouldn't be surprised. Probably hear a lot on them tomorrow. Yeah, but they're back in the mix for Leonard Floyd. That was my prediction, even though most of the offseason I was thinking Chargers, but it's one of the two teams. I think we were confident about that. Yeah, William Jackson and Shaq Griffin expected to be the highest paid corners by a chunk of the league. And then some think they could still be the highest paid per year, but or maybe not, but they could get one-year contract, which is pretty surprising because you expect guys like Richard Sherman, Xavier Rhodes, Patrick Peterson, those guys maybe to get one-year contracts. William Jackson, Shaquille Griffin, I think, you know, you would think teams would push to get three, four, five maybe years. So that was interesting that there's a lot of people expect that maybe to get one. I don't know if I'm still, like, now it's in my head, it's possible. I'm still thinking maybe they get that longer. It's going to be interesting though, yeah, because it's probably, you know, they could probably have a four-year contract offer on the table. And they'll probably have a 1 year on the table, and that 1 year might have a little bit more money in that 1 year. So we'll see what type of guys they are. Really no judgment there on them, but we'll just see what they want. You know, you can't really disagree with them either way, but we'll just see. So that'd be interesting. Yeah, Broncos, Von Miller has an option, team option. It has to be decided by the 17th, which is Wednesday. I wish that was tomorrow, actually, on Monday, but that's not how it works. There's going to be a lot of teams like, oh, Von Miller might be available, and we want him if he's available. But there's these free agent edge rushers that we kind of like here, and other teams are going to get him. If we sit around and wait around for Von Miller, like, so do we offer these guys? And then what if Von Miller gets, you know, the declined option, he's available, then we kind of messed up, you know. So it kind of creates this mess, maybe a little strategy behind it. So there are supposed to be some teams that really want Von Miller that kind of wait a little bit, and see if the Broncos decline that option and then they can go for him. So maybe the edge rushers don't, there's a bunch of them this year. Maybe they don't fly off the board right away on Monday because everyone's waiting for Von Miller. So that's something interesting. Maybe some teams think, and maybe there's going to be a lot of those teams that want an edge rusher. There's going to be teams that just don't have interest in Von Miller. maybe because the injury concern, maybe because the price, and they're going to get, they're going to try to beat those other teams to it and get those pass rushers. So that'll benefit those teams that, yeah, now I'm thinking about those teams that need an edge rusher, but actually can't spend on the giant ones, you know, the elite money or close to elite money. They might be winners right now with this situation, but the Broncos are expected to make the decision soon. You know, and that, you know, they can't wait around either. I was talking about this in a separate tweet here, because if they wait around to the 17th, oh, do we decline? Do we pick it up? Do we decline? Do we pick it up? You know, and they just like, oh, we kind of want to decline here. And then all the pass rushers are gone, you know, so too late. So, but I'm thinking if you know, Wednesday comes around, the deadline for Von Miller's option, it comes around, they still didn't decide. And a lot of pass rushers are off the board, and the Broncos haven't signed any of them yet. They're probably keeping him. You know, that's pretty clear, I would think. So we'll see what happens with him. That's definitely an interesting situation. Speaking of the Broncos, they're actually supposed to show interest in Mitchell Trubisky. I thought that was an option, but I didn't think it was a top option because, you know, why get another young, somewhat project? Drew Lock's better, in my opinion, you know, a little further along with way less reps, in my opinion. But why would they get another young project guy? You know, that wouldn't make sense to me. You know, have two of those guys. But they're expected to show interest. I guess they want to give Locke some competition. I never agree with let's get a guy for competition. You know, just get a guy that, you know, will just help you on the field. Or I guess more of a mentor, I think, makes sense in a way. But I never really agree with that. Teams do it all the time, though. As expected, the Raiders are expected to target, I think they will, target a veteran free agency corner. I had them getting Richard Sherman, but Xavier Rhodes, Casey Hayward. Casey Hayward wasn't really reported with the Raiders, you know, throughout around the league. I'm kind of adding him in there because I'm pretty confident about it. I predicted them to get Richard Sherman, then Casey Hayward got released. Gus Bradley, who coached Casey Hayward, is now coaching the Raiders. Scheme fit as well in terms of the coach. On top of that, the coach fit. Too much talking. So I'm starting to like Casey Hayward too. So Rich Sherman, Casey Hayward. I wouldn't love Xavier Rhodes for them. Xavier Rhodes would have fit their last year defense better. Gunther's defense, his scheme. I don't hate it, but I'm, you know, go for Sherman or Hayward there. I kind of prefer Hayward there. So we'll see. Bernardrick McKinney was traded today. We broke all that down. The Titans were actually close to making that trade too. The Dolphins struck the deal. Whether it was more of an offer or because the Titans are Texans rivals, one of those could be the reasons. Both could be the reasons. We really don't know the specifics there, but it was interesting that the Titans showed interest in Bernardrick McKinney, inside linebacker. Titans have Rashawn Evans and they have David Long, who I actually like to step up for Jayon Brown, being a free agent. And they're looking to get McKinney. So maybe they don't want David Long to start. They are a little disappointed with Rashawn Evans. So maybe they feel like inside linebackers are, I guess, a little bit of a bigger need than we thought would be for the Titans. They maybe view it higher on the board than we do. It also could mean Jayon Brown is maybe gone, or they were expecting him to be gone, but maybe this mean they missed out on McKinney. Maybe that means they push for Jayon Brown now because they couldn't get McKinney, because McKinney's a pretty damn good linebacker. So I could mean two different things there. But, yeah, it's pretty interesting because we know the Titans need to be, you know, paying that money for McKinney. Was going to be over $7 million cap hit. Pretty good cap hit for that talent player, but it's still a kind of a big cap hit. So, in a way. So, interesting. That's just interesting. That's what that is. Saints' main focus is getting Jameis Winston back. Drew Brees did retire as expected today. So they're pushing for that. And the contract talks are actually already underway. So that looks pretty good. Saints looking to get Jameis Winston back. And then we've heard there's mutual interest between Leonard Williams and the Giants about reaching a long-term deal. He signed a franchise tag, or he got the franchise tag. And it's a bit pricey. So if they can reach a deal with a little cheaper per year, that'll be ideal. But he's a hell of a ball player anyways. So at least they got him back. But that's good that they're working on the long-term deal. It was kind of a little nerve-wracking. Maybe it won't go that far, but I mean, the Giants traded for Leonard Williams. You know, he's finally getting better and better, and then he really got really good at the end of this year. But then you just don't have the security with him. Like, are we going to lose him? You know, you always kind of got to think about that. Are we going to lose him? Are we going to have him for good? So this is pretty good news. Kind of can relax a little bit. Hopefully. We'll see. Is that all the rumors? Like, I'm sure a bunch of them are going to pop up during the week. We can kind of get back to them. Our main focus is going to be about breaking the news, all the news on Twitter, and giving you my instant thoughts and reactions. Then we come pretty quickly to the YouTube channel here. And I give you the grades for each signing and split up into several videos because about 10 come out and then I grade them and then there's probably more coming out as you're watching that video and then I make another one and grade them. All the trades, same thing. So we're going to have our work cut out for us, but we always handle it. So I can't wait. Scrolling through my Twitter right now, seeing some news I missed while I was recording. It's just the Juszczyk deal here, which is Ian Rapoport reported here. The Rapoport was a 5-year, $27 million. Keep their offensive weapon. Yeah, he's so key to their team. You know, not too many teams, you know, use the fullback. You know, nobody has a guy like Kyle Juszczyk. You know, a few teams out there got a solid fullback, of course. But, yeah, interesting news for sure. That's going to do it for the rumors. So, yeah, make sure you subscribe, turn notifications on, because we're going to have an insane amount of videos rapidly for the biggest week of the offseason so far, for sure. So join us for that. Make sure you follow Twitter at GoToSNFL. Any link you need to be in the comments section there. But that's going to do it. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.